City of Land, this is Pastor Mungford, New Joy Baptist Church, 5694 Harupa Avenue. On next Sunday, August the 8th, at 4 p.m., our male chorus musical will be held here at the church. We're looking for a tremendous time with male chorus from other areas and other churches. So it's going to be a wonderful time. And then on the fourth Sunday of August, which is the 22nd at 10:15 a.m., will be our Men's Day 2010 celebration. Our guest speaker will be Dr. John McReynolds, pastor of Second Baptist Church, Santa Ana. Dr. McReynolds is a great preacher and gifted singer, well-known in the Inland Empire. Please make plans to worship and fellowship with us here at New Joy. Amen. On Wednesday, August the 22nd. Now it's time for the word. Praise the name of the Lord. If you have your Bibles, turn to the 14th chapter of the book of St. Matthew. The 14th chapter of the book of St. Matthew. Praise be to the name of the Lord. I want to talk to you this morning, coming through the storm. St. Matthew, the 14th chapter, verse 22. And straightway, Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink. He cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. I want to talk to you from this scene, coming through the storm. There's a great hymn of the church that says, "Stand by me, Lord. When the winds are blowing, stand by me." And I come to tell you today that storms will rise in our lives. Trouble and difficulties will come. Challenges will come. Burdens will come. Difficult, unmanageable situations will arise. And you never know in life what you got to deal with. You never know in life what you got to go through. And some of us are not prepared for storms in our lives. Because let me tell you something. If you can't praise God in the sunshine, and if you can't praise God when you got a good salary, when you got a good job, when your children are going in the right direction, and if you can't take out time on Sunday to say, God, I thank you. You can't take our time out of your busy schedule to give God some praise and to thank him for his love and thank him for his mercy and thank him for his grace. If you can't thank him for your blessings now and you can't thank him for everything being well in your life now, how are you going to thank him in the storm? Will somebody hear me now? That's why I often speak to you today from time to time. Church, love God. Speak faith. Speak and talk in a positive manner. Have a good spirit. A good personality. Don't be saved and sanctified and sanctified. Can't get a witness. Be glad. Be a joyful Christian. Don't be a murmuring Christian. Don't be a complaining. Don't be a fault-finding Christian, because that won't get you ready for stormy weather. Somebody hear me today. And let me just drop this on you, if you let me. Be careful of how you get excited when somebody else is in a storm, when somebody else's life is in disarray. You know, that's what a storm is all about. It's all about disarray. And you know, sometimes trouble can come in your life. They can make you feel like you don't know which way to go, which way to turn. But the Lord told me to tell somebody who will listen, you coming through the storm. Somebody will say amen. Somebody here, all know today that a storm won't last forever. Can I give a witness here? For you see, it's hard to see that when you see a storm. You see dark clouds. You see boisterous wind. You feel the force of the wind. Sometimes a storm look like it's taking over your life. Somebody hear me today. Sometimes in life, amen, it look like things are being taken over. Can I get a witness? But somebody here today ought to realize that the storm will not take over your life. Can I get a witness? There is no storm in your life that God cannot handle. Somebody ought to hear me today. Amen. Sometimes there's a storm in your finances. Can't get a witness that your finances just get all messed up, even though you helped mess it up. Now, don't be dishonest. Amen. You charge all that stuff to mastering Visa. Amen. Just like you didn't have to pay for it. You overcharge. Amen. You bill yourself and got in some debt that you didn't have to get in. But nevertheless, God is good. Somebody will say amen. Somebody will say amen. Amen. It's a storm in your life when your children get in trouble. Somebody will hear me. When your little baby that you love, can I get a witness? That you brought in the world, can I get a witness? That you fed and clothed, go in the wrong direction. That's a storm in your life. Because you see, in a storm, sometimes you just don't know what to do. Sometimes in a storm, you don't know what to say. I feel like talking about it, but look like I got a church that doesn't want to say amen. Amen. Maybe y'all don't know anything about a storm. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? But I come to tell you, coming through the storm. Somebody, oh, thank God for he brought you through one storm. He can bring you through another. Can I get a witness? Because you see, storms don't just come and never come back. Can I get a witness? There are storms sometime after storm. Amen. And you better have some experience dealing with storms because the storms will come. Can I get a witness? If you can't get through one storm, you won't be able to get through another storm. They'll pile up on you. You better learn how to get through one storm. Then you can get through another storm because storms will come. Will somebody hear me today? I say, will somebody hear me today? But you know what a storm is? It comes unexpectedly. Can I get a witness? You don't know when it's coming. It catches you off guard. Anybody here know what I'm talking about? Look like sometime your life is going all right and the sun is shining. All of a sudden look like something dropped in your life. That's a storm I come to tell you. You're coming through. You go to work. You go to work, you don't know if you're going to get a pink slip. Can I get a witness? The house that you live in is no guarantee that a house will be paid. The car that you drive can get in a wreck anytime. Can I get a witness? Sometimes your bills seem to be coming along, and all of a sudden, an unexpected situation arise in your life. Somebody get in trouble. Nowadays, we're dealing with a whole lot of storms. Children getting in trouble. Children going all kinds of ways. That's a storm. Don't have enough sense to take care of themselves. Somebody hear me today. Our children today need prayer. Somebody ought to pray for our young people. I said, somebody ought to pray for our young people. Some of them don't know how good they got it. Some of them don't know how blessed they are. Some of them are hanging out with the wrong crowd. Some silly folks hanging out with folks that are not serious about life. And I can tell you, some storms you can bring on yourself. Can I get a witness? Some trouble you can get in on your own doing. But praise God. He's a good God. Storms that we create and storms that we don't create, he still will carry us through. And that's why you ought to praise him. That's why you ought to give him glory. Because sometimes you can just tell the truth, you just messed up. Anybody want to tell the truth? Sometimes your life is in a mess because you made the mess. But God can clean the mess up. And God can clean up the stuff. Other folks may want to always put it back in your face. But that's their problem. Because you see, we serve a God that brings us through stormy weather. Our lives are not in the hands of men or women. Our lives are in the hands of God. I wish somebody helped me today. I just look like I feel like talking about it because if you would tell the truth, you have been in some storms. Anybody know what it is? That you have been in some storm. Anybody know what it is not to have enough money to pay your bills? Anybody know what he is to worry about paying your mortgage and paying your rent, paying your car bill, paying your phone bill, getting food on the table? But I come to tell you, God is able. I said, God is able. Don't you act like you always been all right because you look good now. But if we saw you some years ago, you looked a mess. Your hair was not straightened. You didn't have a wig on. You were a mess. You didn't even have money to buy makeup. You didn't know what it is to have a new dress or a new suit. You look like a tramp. Can I get a witness? But God picked you up, cleaned you up, fixed you up, worked you up, lifted you up, blessed you up. You ought to say hallelujah. Thank God for bringing me through. And I stopped by to tell you, if he did it once in your life, he can do it again. Because you see, there are all kinds of storms. There are secret storms. There are storms in trouble that nobody knows about. But you ain't God. But I come to tell you today, you don't have to tell everybody your business. Just go to Jesus and lay it all at the master's feet. Tell the master that you can't bear these burdens all by yourself. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Now, the reason why I'm so excited, because when I look over my life and I see what the Lord has done, I'm just a little too excited to just preach like I ought to preach. And I might get ahead of myself, but when I think about how you brought me through and how you put my feet on a rock to stand and how you lifted me and how you put a song in my heart, in my soul, when I look and see where I have come from and to see that God did it and I couldn't have done it by myself. When I look at the bleakness of life and the insurmountableness of trouble and say God can handle it, and I stop by to tell you, wherever you're going through, look up, hold your head up high, tell the devil you're going to survive, tell the devil you're going to get through, you're going to get through the storm. The wind might be blowing now, but we got a God that can calm the wind. The Bible said that the disciples, Jesus constrained them to go on the other side. Sometimes Jesus wants to get away from us to see if we know how to handle things. Can I get a witness? Sometimes we got to remember what he taught us how to live. Sometimes we got to remember the teachings that he has given to us. Remember what your mother and father taught you. How they taught you that God will never leave you, nor will he forsaken you. I wish I had a praying church here today. Can I get a witness? The Bible says that the men in the darkness of the night got embroiled on a ship, and the ship was sailing through some safe waters. The water was smooth and calm, and they were laughing and talking, having a good time. That's why you got to be careful when you take these cruises, you know. Because you see, you never know when the storm going to come. Somebody will hear me today. Because you see, just when you're cruising along and taking life for granted, a storm might come. Will somebody hear me? That's why you got to be prayed up and fast up. Can I get a witness? And the Bible said that all of a sudden, can I tell the story? All of a sudden, the ship was caught in the midst of a storm. The Bible said it was a real storm. Not some fake storm, the real storm. And the ship began to rock and reel. And water coming on board the ship. The wind was howling and blowing. Can I get a witness? And the clouds were dark. Can I get a witness? And looked like the sun had hidden its face. No moonlight in the night. Can I get a witness? And the Bible said that the men were afraid. Can I get a witness here? You see, a storm will get you scared. A storm will frighten you. Can I get a witness? And the Bible said, just when the ship was in the midst of a storm, just when the men were beginning to panic and not knowing what to do, the master of the sea and the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valley, the bright in the morning star, time wrapped up in his wing, Jesus decided to come walking on the water. The Bible said, when the men saw Jesus walking on the water, they thought he was a ghost. Now, my first point is, when you're in the storm, don't get confused who Jesus is. When you're in the storm, know who Jesus is. And I want to ask you today, do you know Jesus? When your life is in a shipwreck, don't forget who is the captain of the sea. The Bible said, when the men saw Jesus walking on the water, they were afraid because they thought he was a ghost. And you know, there are some folks don't understand who Jesus is. But I drop by here to tell you, Jesus won't hurt you. Jesus won't harm you. Whenever you see Jesus, he's coming to calm the storm. Can I get a witness? Now, one of the reasons why I say coming through the storm, because you see, when you're going through a storm, you're never going through it by yourself. You're always going through it with Jesus. Whenever there's a storm in your life, Jesus is not far away. Can I get a witness? Because you see, Jesus will come to the storm. You see, there are some people who call themselves storm tracker. Can I get a witness? They track storms. They analyze storms. They find out how the storm comes along. They go out there and see when it began and when it stopped and what damage it has done. But I come to tell you, Jesus is tracking your storm. He knows the damage that has caused your life. He knows the pain and the agony. Somebody ought to say, thank you for tracking my storm. He knows how fragile you are. He knows how weak you are. Somebody ought to talk to me. He knows how upset you are. He knows just what you're going through. But I come to tell you, Jesus is tracking your storm. And when it looks like the storm is going to overtake your life, as long as Peter kept his eyes on Jesus, he walked on the water. And I come
to tell you, you can walk in your storm. You can walk in life. Just because you're in the storm doesn't mean you got to die. Doesn't mean you're gonna drown. Doesn't mean you're gonna be destroyed. I come to tell somebody, get up and start walking in your storm. But if you keep your eyes on Jesus, I said, if you keep your eyes on Jesus, don't worry what the doctor said. Don't worry what the lawyer said. Don't worry what people say. Just keep your eyes on Jesus. New joy, keep your eyes on Jesus. Those of you who are troubled and burning down, keep your eyes on Jesus. And I tell you, there's nothing that you can't do. But as soon as Peter took his eyes off the Lord, he began to sink. And if you tell the truth, you took your eyes sometime or another off Jesus. You stop praying. You stop serving him. But the Bible says, I tell you, God is a good God. Even though we have taken our eyes off Jesus, the Bible says, Peter began to sink. But when he began to sink, he cried and said, Lord, save me. In the Bible says, Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him. One day I was sinking, but Jesus stretched forth his hand. He caught me, picked me up. Can I get a witness? Turn me around. One day his hands, his mighty hand caught me. Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know. Somebody say yes. He caught me, stretched his hand, he'll lend a helping hand. His hands are not weak. Hallelujah, give him a hand of praise. When your life was in shambles, he caught you. Just before you went a little too far, he caught you. Just before you committed suicide, he caught you. Just before you had a nervous breakdown, he caught you. Can I get a witness? I said, can I get a witness? Don't you know that God is a good God, and he's good all the time? Where would I be had it not been for the Lord? Somebody else say, thank you, Jesus, for your stretch out hand. Thank you, Lord, for your hand of love and your hand of mercy, your hand of grace.
Give him a hand of praise. Jesus will come to you. Doesn't matter how dark the night may be, or how dark the situation may be. Doesn't matter how much pain and misery you might be going through. Jesus will come to you. And when he comes, he brings life. Somebody ought to thank him. I said somebody ought to thank him. Because when you're going through a storm, it just looks like you ain't going to get through. Look like you're just not going to make it. But the devil is a liar. Jesus been tracking it from the very beginning. And just the time that you're about ready to give up, he'll catch you. Thank him today. How many are witnesses today that he caught you one day? Held you close. You see, folks won't always catch you. They'll throw you out there. Watch you drown and watch you sink. And be glad about it. But they're not your savior. Jesus is your savior. He doesn't want you to drown. He'll go out there and get in the water and catch you. Oh, praise God. I say, praise God. I want to tell somebody, trust God. Trust Jesus. Thank him for his mercy. I want to ask you a question before we go. How many have experienced in life when it looked like you weren't going to make it? But the Lord fixed it. I said, the Lord fixed it. Will you come on and just thank him for fixing it? Thank him for fixing it. Thank him for fixing it. That's why you can't do too much for the Lord. We owe everything to God. We owe him our life. We owe everything to him. The doors of the church are open. Heaven gates swing wide open to you. Come as a Christian upon your Christian experience, or come to accept Christ as your personal Savior. Will you come and join the church? Come and join the church. Come and join the church. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. We should be seated. Somebody else all come and join the church. Somebody else all come and join the church. Come on, join the church. Come on, join the church. Come on, give God praise and give God honor. Thank him for Jesus. Thank him for Jesus. Thank him for his love. Thank him for his mercy. God bless you, brother. Asking, amen. Praise God, praise God. Let us sit down. Move down, brother.
And sometimes it's hard to tell the night from day.
Somebody else all come and join the church.
Still the hope that lies within me is reassured.
Let the children come with their dad.
As I keep eyes upon the distant shore, I know he'll lead me safely to that blessed place.
Oh, praise
he
him.
Has prepared.
Thank you for bringing you through.
But if the stars don't see.
Oh, yes.
And if the winds
keep on
blowing a lot, my soul
anchor.
Anchor.
That's right.
In the Lord.
What a wonderful song.
keep on raging.
Will you just shake somebody by the hand? Say, thank God for bringing you through. Say, thank you for bringing you through.
It's hard to tell the night from day. Still the hope that lies within is reassured. As I keep my eye upon the distant shore, I know he'll lead me safely to that blessed place he has prepared. But if the storms don't cease,
just wave your hand, praise God.
Just in case the wind,
yeah,
keep on blowing, whoa, in my life, my soul,
oh yeah, you know, you got to be anchor. Monica, this time last year was going through a storm in the hospital on a bed of affliction. But God brought her through. Somebody, thank you.
Jesus is nigh.
Yes.
My soul's been anchored.
I wish I could sing it like that.
Anchored in
the Lord. Say, billows may roll. That's my sky.
Yes. Well, billows may roll. Breakers may dash. I shall not sway because he holds me fast. Clouds in the sky, I know it's all right. Jesus is nigh. My soul's been anchored.
Come on, give God a hand of praise. Come on and thank him for bringing you through situations that you thought you couldn't get through. Situations that you didn't even think you could handle, but he brought you through. God is good. Let's hear Sister Everest. God bless you, Sister Everest. Bless you, Shannon.